Do you remember the island of misfit toys? It's the land of quirky and cast-aside children's playthings in the stop-motion classic movie Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. And yes, we're starting two podcasts in a row with a reindeer reference, if you do recall. Anyway, the island of misfit toys is where Rudolph, along with his pals Hermie, the elf who wants to be a dentist, and Yukon Cornelius, the Arctic prospector, make a stopover. A doll without a nose, a Charlie in the box, you know, instead of a Jack in the box, an airplane that can't fly, a train with square wheels. They're all unwanted, not worthy of a ride on Santa's sleigh to be unwrapped by a special child on Christmas morning. They're misfit. Luckily, at the end of the special, though, they find a home. Santa promises to pick them up so they can join in on the magic, too. I think a lot of us feel like we should be on the island of misfit toys this year. Like we'd be good company for the cowboy riding the ostrich or the wind-up mouse within a set of nesting clown dolls. Like, we want to Christmas, we need to Christmas, but maybe we have to take our own little path to get there, or need some extra help getting into the holiday spirit, getting our Christmas cheer. That might just be where pop-up bars come in, and they're everywhere in St. Louis this year, ready to raise your holiday spirits glass by glass. Today on Abby Eats St. Louis, popping in on Christmas pop-ups.
You definitely have to have decorations during the holidays.
How they come up with their creative ideas, why they bother, and the ways they're making the season fun for the big kid in all of us. Plus food news and your last weekend planner before Christmas.
Every year, me and my friends try and hit up every Christmas bar that there is. We came to both the Grand Hall and 360 last year, and it's an event. You know, like we pick out our outfits. We want to wear red and green. We want to have, you know, earrings that are Christmas themed. And we want to take those pictures and we want to share them with people because, you know, while Christmas is for the little ones, it's for the big ones too. It's for the whole family.
Amber Landwehrmeyer is the social media manager for Lodging Hospitality Management. They're the developers behind a lot of the fun stuff to do downtown, like Union Station and the Aquarium and the Soda Fountain and the Wheel and 360 Bar at the top of Hilton at the ballpark. So all of this to say, she knows what makes a good, Insta-worthy experience. And sitting with her in the Grand Hall at Union Station, that's exactly what we got.
It's kind of a pop-up bar, but we always have these amazing decorations during Christmas. So we have this awesome, I mean, how tall do you think this is? 25-foot tree.
It's the biggest indoor Christmas tree I've seen. Yes.
Beautifully decorated. There's another one in the corner. We've got ambient lighting in this old train station lobby. And we've got some great holiday cocktails to share with you today. Champagne, rosemary.
On the table, a few cocktails.
Some more pears. So we're into the pears this year.
And of course, a boozy hot cocoa. That's a staple. Is it even a Christmas bar without it? At Union Station, the Grand Hall is also the lobby, so the pop-up bar is open to anyone, whether or not you're 21, and whether or not you're feeling particularly Christmassy. But that's not the case for all of them. It started for St. Louis with Miracle, which is sort of like a franchise concept that helps bars in cities around the country transform into a Christmas-palooza for a few weeks each winter. It's been at small change since 2018, a Benton Park hotspot for amazing cocktails that decided to take things up a notch, shake it up a little bit, for the colder months. They later opened Sippin' Santa through a similar process at Planter's House. The concept was so popular, sold out so quickly, other people thought, wait a minute, why am I not doing that?
So 360 is one of our sister restaurants. We are doing a up on the rooftop theme over there because, of course, we're 26 floors above downtown St. Louis. And what we have done this year is we have transformed our bar kind of into the vintage Christmas that you might remember from years ago. So we have the old school colored lights and then Santa and his reindeer going up in front of the bar, kind of making their way towards the arch, it almost looks like, because we have that great view. And over there, we have some really delicious cocktails, too. My favorite one, it's going to sound like I really like chocolate, but my favorite one over there is the Hot for Santa. So that is actually... No, I mean, I love Santa. I love the big man himself. But the Hot for Santa has vanilla vodka, hot chocolate, of course, marshmallows and then candy canes as a garnish. So that one's really, really good. We take some kind of, if you're sitting up at the bar, we take some propane and kind of toast it in front of you too, which is kind of a really fun bar experience. But yeah, 360 is awesome. All colors. You'll kind of see Santa up there. Santa's got his crack showing in front of the bar, which is really funny, and people tend to love that.
People tend to love all of it. The classic, the quirky, the misfit stuff, if you will. Including Steve Smith, owner of the Royale.
I appreciate what Christmas contributes to everything. Yeah. I like the food, I like the celebration, I like being with my friends.
We stopped by a few weeks ago to talk eggnog, of course, but with a warehouse out back and a few nearby storage units filling up with the custom-built holiday decor ready to explode around the South City bar and restaurant walls, we could not talk about this very Royale Christmas.
I used to do a very much more subtle thing, you know, just like subtle decorations for 15 years. And then during the pandemic, I realized, you know, we are here in this world only so long, and who knows if this business will be here much longer either, considering that we're last year at this time in the height of the up ramp of the hard end of a pandemic, mm-hmm. which is a very difficult time.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, screw it, we'll just have a big party. And we started with Halloween. We decked out for Halloween extra hardcore. I have got some very creative people on staff. One of the key players, Tara Phelan, led the charge for our Halloween and Christmas decorations. So I hire her and a couple of other creative, constructive types to construct this to be kind of a little bit of a winter, rowdy winter wonderland mm-hmm. outside. And now this year we're going to be including the interior as well. And it's no small feat. I mean, it's not just a couple of trees creatively decorated.
Because sometimes these places call themselves a pop-up bar and there's like mistletoe over the bathroom door.
Yeah, it's like, they did a couple things. Now this is to the maximum, to the level of any of the highest end pop-ups, but definitely in the Royale sort of angle to it.
And what makes it Royale?
Well, I like to think of the more thoughtful, interesting, and mindful things that we are doing that will maybe not catch your attention at first. You might see an elf, and then you might see him holding something in his hand that might be now legal, more legal in this state than others times. And, you know, hell, even
so maybe a card-carrying elf.
Yes, exactly.
It's no small feat, and he doesn't do it all himself. Far from it, in fact. As we sat in our booth, he spotted Tara.
Tara.
Hi, Tara.
Do you have 90 seconds?
I might be able to spare 90 seconds.
Sit down.
Yeah, okay. Come sit with us. She's the brains behind the whole operation.
I'm going to give Tara full credit here because this was when I did approach her, I was like, Tara, I don't know. We're in the middle of this crazy pandemic. I don't even know if we'll be around next year, but I always loved your Christmas parties.
I have a bit of a background in props and for theater and a little bit of set design work, so when Steve approached me during COVID about wanting to do a holiday themed thing, gave me a lot of creative freedom, just sort of ran with it, and it just evolved from there. Yeah.
If you had to describe like the vibe, because holiday can mean so many different things, what would you say?
It's weird. Weird. Like
weird
it's not
holiday.
We're not talking like Holly Homemaker wholesome here. This is like
wholesome is not the word that would be used.
It's more not of a Martha creepy not Martha Stewart's holiday bar.
A little more of a creepy Christmas.
Maybe when she went to prison.
Yeah.
With Snoop Dogg. And it's not just your traditional people that love Christmas that like this. It's like there's some people that are kinda like, I'm so sick of Christmas. Oh, actually this is pretty fun.
So what do they all like so much about it? Why do they go to all this effort for something so seasonal, so temporary? Well, first, you have to consider that this could be a good business opportunity. It draws a crowd who might not otherwise be going to cocktail bars in December. And sometimes, dear customer, it has less to do with you, with putting the work in for you, than for the people busying themselves to make it all happen.
To me, it's like after being sort of like, you know, the rug pulled out from underneath you last year in 2020.
Yeah.
Myself and the rest of the planet. But I definitely got the full rug pulled out from under me. It's sort of like, you know what? We're in this business to celebrate, doubling down, absolutely. And regardless if we make it or not, we're going to do it.
Yeah.
So much fun. I have no regrets for doing this.
Because festive decorations, whether quirky or classic, from a South City bar or a downtown high-rise, are a special kind of heartwarming this holiday season.
As much as we want to get people out here and enjoy this, this is fun for us, too. You know, getting to see people's faces when they walk in and see our 25-foot tree or sip on our hot chocolate cocktail is awesome, and it's a good feeling, and it makes us feel like we're doing something right for the community and just trying to spread a little joy this holiday season in what might have been not the best year or a few years for some people.
And producer Dory Olmos now sitting across from me in the podcast booth. Mm-hmm. The last time I saw you,
yes,
we weren't in a podcast booth, but at a pop-up bar.
That's like wait, okay, you do have to take our picture now. Well, I'm recording this. I'm at Filthy Animal. And guess who else is at Filthy Animal?
Hi, it's Dory.
We know it's Dory.
Okay.
How'd you like Filthy Animal?
I thought it was super cute, really fun. The drinks were great. I loved the theming of the decor there. It was very flashbacky, almost like you were in your own little Home Alone situation. My only complaint,
yes,
was that they had on Home Alone 2 instead of Home Alone 1. Home Alone, the first one, is by far the better one. No question.
I love that. And I love that you're airing that in the podcast, not in like a Yelp review or something.
Yes.
Because I would just imagine the comments people would get back to you if they were like, Dory, calm down.
For real. Yeah. No, everything. It was great. The drinks were really good.
So good. But I mean, it's the team behind Yellow Belly and Retreat Gastropub. So, you know, it's going to be good. I got the eggnog because we'd been talking about it so much recently. Mm-hmm. And that's just a good holiday drink.
Classic.
I loved that. So there are plenty of opportunities to check out a pop-up bar yourself. We will remind you at the end of the episode where you can find our whole list of those. But also a reminder, we went through a rundown a couple of weeks mm-hmm. ago, what you can kind of expect from some of these. And Frosted starts actually this Thursday. So by the time you're hearing this episode, they're opening things up at Frosted at the Piper Palm House at Tower Grove Park.
Yes, and that one is kind of different from a lot of them. You don't need reservation. First come, first serve. And it sounds like they're going to have some like food trucks out there, just a little nice gathering space that if you haven't been able to get your reservations for some of these other more popular ones, you can swing on over there.
Yeah, and that one with the Grand Hall at Union Station, 360, you can go to these places. There are several that you can go to without a reservation mm-hmm. as well. So definitely check out our episode notes for more on that. All right, Dory, we've got a roundup of food-related news. And as always, you know, things impact the restaurant industry and going out to eat and all sorts of other things, even if they're not traditional food news.
Yes, so I thought this one was important to include in there today because after so much confusion, court mm-hmm. hearings, lawsuits, St. Louis County has ended its mask mandate. So this all boils down to that recent ruling by a judge in Missouri who said that the way the health orders were put in place was illegal and that jurisdictions now have to vote on new mandates if they want to continue having them in place. St. Louis County Council talked about doing mm-hmm. a new order, but ended up not voting on it. So no mask mandate in the county. St. Louis City, however, has twice now extended their mandate. So theirs is still in place. But talking about the county, remember, just because there's no health department mm-hmm. mandate doesn't mean private businesses can't ask you to wear them. So if you're going into a business, they have a sign up. They do have that right to ask you to wear a mask. So yes. Just remember that.
They are not disobeying any laws. It is absolutely the private business can absolutely enforce that. And the only Grinch in that situation, if you refuse to put on a mask, if somebody asks you to, is you. So just be nice, play kind, and be patient with these businesses that are just trying to do what they feel most comfortable with and their staff feels most comfortable with during this time of the year.
Exactly.
And a good reminder, Dory, yes, the city mask mandates are still in order. And it still applies in St. Charles County, Jefferson County, over in Illinois, anywhere that they want there to be a mask on in a private business, they're allowed to do that.
Exactly.
I'm excited about this place. It's been on my list for a hot second here because we love a cocktail bar, pop-up or not. And this one, it seems like it's here to stay, hopefully.
Yes. So some new additions to the Grove, a new place to eat and drink in the old Herb space, which is right next door to Urban Chestnut. They now have Platypus. So Sauce Magazine described it as a cocktail bar that will feature five creative drinks that will frequently rotate. Plus, they'll have some classic cocktails always on standby. And then you can't have drinks without some food. So in that space, too, they have Duckbill, which will also feature a rotation of five menu items. I love this idea of kind of some people who are like, hey, I know how to do drinks. Some other people are like, hey, I know how to do food. Let's rent this space together, put our two concepts out there, yes, and treat all of St. Louis to amazing food and drink.
And on the drink side specifically, I know that the cocktail program is being put together by the folks who, you know, opened it up at the Rainbow Room at the En Garde Arts Hotel, moved from various cities in the country to help establish some of these cocktail programs. So it's going to be good stuff. And I also really like the idea, though, that they're going to have some classics, because I think sometimes you look at them. I've gone to places even recently where I'm like, I don't want to try this crazy thing that you came up with. I just kind of want an old fashioned, or I just kind of want a Negroni, or whatever that might be. And it's not always as easy to do a good classic cocktail as you'd think. So I like the idea that they're doing both.
Exactly.
I like that. St. Louis is a fun place.
Isn't it?
I think it is. I think it is. I think other people think it is too.
Yep. The personal finance website Wallet Hub crunched some numbers and came up with the most fun cities in America. And how about this? St. Louis is on it, ranked number 20 out of 182 cities.
I can see that.
Yeah, pretty solid. Mm-hmm. Pretty solid showing St. Louis. So they used 65 different factors when putting this list together, including how many festivals we have, the average cost of going to the movies, and how long breweries are open. And guess what? No surprise here. St. Louis has a pretty happening food and drink scene. We were ranked number 8th for bar accessibility and 10th for restaurants per capita.
I like that. I like that, because we're, you know, it's not crazy expensive to go out to a nice place in St. Louis as opposed to a lot of other places. You know, don't you see these stories and wish you would have paid more attention to your like data journalism classes? They're like, man, how did I get, why am I not the person who's crunching fun factors of all the cities and figuring that kind of stuff out? I love that. But it's good. Good, more good news for St. Louis.
Very good. I love that kind of data for us.
Hey, Jory, what's the best thing you had to eat this week?
All right. So this weekend, we got up early. We're buckling in. We're like, okay, it is Christmas shopping day. We're going to do it and get it done. We didn't get it done, but we at least got it started. So our first stop, we popped over to AO & Co.
Yeah.
In Botanical Heights, knowing for one that they have a lot of, you just never know what you're going to find when you walk in there. But also knowing that they have a little coffee shop in the back. And
so fuel for your trip, yes.
Exactly. So we, first thing first, got coffee. We both actually got the rosemary maple latte. Really good.
That sounds good and interesting.
Very interesting and balanced, because rosemary can either be too understated or too overstated. It was perfect, right in the middle. Then I also got a sandwich, the prosciutto, brie, and cherry jam sandwich. Was really good and ended up like fueling me the entire day.
That sounds delicious.
It was very good.
Ooh, man, I might have to go there like right now and finish my holiday shopping. I know we've talked in the past, Dory, and the first time we went, we were together to Bar K in the kind of same area. It's like the hill, the grove, the Shaw.
Yeah.
Like, it's right off 44 right there, Van Venner, and 44, right?
In
Van Venner. Okay.
Yeah.
Me and my roads. The food side of things, I got to give a shout out to the food items for dogs. They have a whole menu of dinner items for pups, and it's all obviously dog friendly, and it's like beef stew and chicken risotto and like nice little treats that Ronnie and Mia were like, yum, 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 I love this. They have a decent like little offering of human food as well. I got the Nashville Hot Chicken Bites, and the chicken itself was fine. I mean, it's like, you know, fried. They threw it in there. It's like popcorn chicken kind of thing. But the sauce it was in, I was like wanting to look like my dogs and like lick around the bowl. The sauce, it was so good. It was like a Nashville hot honey bar. Or like, yeah, it was like a honey hot sauce that I love. Like a
hot. Like a sweet heat.
Yeah, I love hot honey. But this one was just like a really particular. And I was in Nashville not long ago. And this was like the best Nashville hot sauce I feel like I'd had in a while. I was like, man, this is good. So
sounds tasty.
Yeah. So reminder, you can fuel yourself up while you bring your dogs. And they are open, by the way, on Christmas.
Wow.
So I was thinking that might need to be a place where the dogs go and run free for a little bit between all the shopping and or all the places,
all the stops, rather.
Yes, exactly. Well, that's one place that you can stop now on your weekend. But, you know, if you're got to, it's go time, man.
Yes,
it's,
it is.
If you got
some
shopping you still need to do, you got to get that done. But you can squeeze some fun in there and maybe some fun and shopping as well for our weekend planner of December 17th through 19th.
Yeah, we'll kick it off Saturday at the Holiday Market in Tower Grove Park. Get in some of that last minute shopping. There are going to be a whole lot of local artisans there selling their goods, along with several food, drink, and treat makers from 9 to 1.
This one sounds really fun. Also, Winterfest Night Market in Keener Plaza. They only did two of these. This is the second of two night markets. It's a frozen masquerade theme, which sounds fun, and also just very like 2021, because masks, hello. And it'll feature street musicians, circus artists. It is a free event, which is pretty fun. It goes from 4 to 8, and they will also have opportunities for you to do your shopping with 20 vendors selling gifts and homemade items. Don't forget, though, to check out the rest of the Winterfest activities like ice skating and igloo rentals that will be going on during this night market still.
Treat yourself after getting that shopping done.
Exactly.
All right, head on over to the Central West End this Saturday as well for the Window Walk. It's their last one of the year. You can check out all those beautifully decorated store window displays and then also take in the truly festive holiday atmosphere. They're going to have free carriage rides and pictures with Santa, along with carolers and s'mores, and also all of the restaurants and shops are open there for you to check out.
And they would love to see you. 12 bars of charity. If you're like, nope, got my shopping done, or nope, I don't care about shopping, or I just want to drink with my friends, this is a good place to do it. The big bar crawl that hits downtown in the city area is back for its 9th year. There are actually more than 20 bars participating this year, all for great causes, benefiting local charities, 8 local charities. You need to register to participate. This is one of those things where you register online, then they give you a sweatshirt, and that signifies the charity that you're supporting when you're down there. Then once you're wearing that sweatshirt, it's kind of also like your ticket. So you get free admission to all the bars, you get drink specials, and free shuttle rides to safely get you around. I went a few years ago. It can be pretty busy, but it's also a pretty like exciting daytime atmosphere, and I love day drink. St. Louis knows how to day drink.
Yes.
And I love the idea of having matching sweatshirts, because then you don't have to think about what you're wearing. Even better.
Even better. All right, Saturday and Sunday, you can head on over to the Winter Market at the Gateway Convention Center in Collinsville. If you're not wanting to do the outdoor thing,
right?
Hi, this one's indoors. So you can check this out Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 4. There will be all kinds of vendors and holiday treats. Parking and admission are free. This sounds like a big one. They didn't say how many vendors would be there, but it's in the convention center, so it's got to be pretty big.
And being indoors sounds like a pretty good opportunity. So whatever you wind up doing this weekend, if you're going to be driving around or if you're staying home, find some time this weekend to call into our holiday call-in episode. This will be our 3rd year, so we're firmly solidified tradition, I think, at this point, Dory. The number is 314-532-6012. Again, that's 314-532-6012. We'll have more information on that on their episode notes. But we just kind of want to hear from you what you're up to. Give us your holiday shout outs, what you're thankful for this year. Tell us a funny story. We want to hear all of it. And, you know, we'll take that and we'll turn it into some holiday podcast magic in an upcoming episode.
Yes. And then also check out our episode notes for a whole bunch of lists of things. If that's not enough for you, what we just talked about, we have so much more.
If
in the
you're just one
notes.
Of those people who just can't be pleased,
we've got so much food and drink specials, holiday light displays, holiday events, and that big old guide to the holiday pop-up bars. All of it in the episode notes and on KSDK.com.
Ooh la la! Ooh la la! Ooh la la!
Abby Eats St. Louis is a 5 on Your Side production. I'm Abby Larico.
And I'm Dory Olmos.
Special thanks to our web team, especially Kayla Wheeler, for keeping that story and all those links updated. We really love being able to direct you to KSDK.com for all of that information. Please be sure to subscribe to our podcast. We are coming to the end of the year, which means that we're going to be figuring out exactly a couple more episodes, taking a quick little break, and then coming back with some fresh new episodes for you. you in 2022, and we want to hear what you want to hear. So you can leave us a rating and a review, send us a DM on our Instagram, or at Abby Eats St. Louis, and you can also email us podcast@ksdk.com. Those are also places where you can email some of your holiday tradition stories and whatnot, or you can record a voice memo, maybe, if you're afraid, if you're voicemail phobic and you want to record a message and email it to us later. You can also do that. Whatever it is, can't wait to hear from you. Good luck getting your shopping done this weekend, and seize the plate.